Welcome to the Friends of Bacatti podcast. You've got Brad Mell and Chris Walker. Now, in this episode and over the next couple of episodes of the podcast, we're going to be chatting about Chris's recent trip back out to Africa, back to Bacatti and the schools. And I always enjoy these ones when you've returned from the trip, because there's always lots to discuss and, you know, much to update everybody with, I'm sure. For this first one, I think we're just going to have a little bit of a look at the build-up. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast regularly, you'll know that the last one we had Sarah on from Tronox, and, you know, in terms of all those computers and everything like that that we're going to get sent out. So, yeah, Chris, maybe for people that don't know, and indeed even the ones that do, a little bit of a recap of what exactly happened in the run-up to this trip.
Okay. Well, as you know, with you and me both being fans of Scunthorpe United, we were aware of the open day they put on in sometime in late July, I think it was. And Friends of Bacatti had a stand at which we were also present. And it seems that one of our fellow football fans, Sarah, saw the stall and was aware of Friends of Bacatti. And then a couple of weeks later, she contacted me and bumped into me at the ground during a game, and said that her company may have some computers if we wanted them. So quite naturally, I jumped at the chance, spoke to her several times, managed to get in contact with two or three other of her colleagues, went to visit them in a little place called Stallingborough, just outside Grimsby, and then saw what they had. And said, yes, please. And they very kindly said, okay, we've got these computers, 20 of them. We're going to give you plenty of mouses and keyboards and cables and monitors, enough for us, so like a couple of spares for each one. And they were good to their word. They packed them all up, having cleaned them and installed some fresh software on for us. And then the amazing thing that happened was when we were organizing the shipping, we had no way of getting the computers from Tronox to the shipping company in Leicester. And they actually hired a vehicle themselves and drove it just all the way to Leicester to drop them all off, having packed them all up as well for us.
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing. And all the time while that was going on, while we were sorting all that out, we were desperately trying to raise enough funds to pay for the cost of the shipping, because it was quite expensive, with being a lot more stuff this time around.
Yeah, and it ended up being more expensive than initially estimated, wasn't it, as well?
Yes, it was considerably. But and in the end, I ended up paying out whatever was left to pay out. But several people did donate, and two or three people donated in hundreds of pounds, which was really nice for them. So, but we had to get it done. So I paid out my own funds, I'm afraid.
Well, the reason why it had to go then was because you had another trip planned to go out there, didn't you? And, you know, this
exactly
was all going to tie into you being at the school, when the goods arrived, hopefully, as we will talk in the next one. It didn't actually quite work out like that, did it?
No, it didn't, but that was the plan, yeah.
So yes.
We got them to Leicester in time for the date that we were hoping to at least get them the first stage of the journey. And then the shippers called Coedma International Freight, they said basically it takes 7 to 10 working days usually for the goods to go from UK to Zimbabwe. And that's largely because what they're doing is they're using commercial aircraft, particularly from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. And they're just waiting for a plane to have enough space to put their next round of goods onto. And that took a bit longer than the 10 days we'd hoped for, which carried them on to just after we'd actually had the celebration at the school. But we'll talk about that in the next one. So
yeah, obviously the company's been incredibly generous and driving it down to Leicester themselves. That's actually something I didn't know. So that what I'd be interested in though is, all in all, as it's about to get shipped out, What, how much and what was sent in the end? Because obviously that was, we weren't sure how many computers we were going to get initially, but what actually went out there in the end?
Well, in the end, there was 20 base units, 20 monitors with stands, 22 keyboards, 22 mouse, a load of cables, 22 cables for connecting the base unit plugged in, and also the base unit to the monitor. And they'd also included a couple of like extension cables with multiple plugs on. So there was enough there for both schools to get 10 of each things set up, ready to go.
Yeah,
So
so that those computers have obviously been split across the primary and the secondary. And
exactly.
I think just before we go on to like the next episode and talk about this trip in a little bit more detail, I think the big thing for this one is something I think you told me previously. As a result of getting these 10 computers per school, as it were, am I right in saying that they now qualify for an IT teacher?
Yes, that's right. And both the heads of the two schools, Mr. Mahachi at the primary and Mr. Chizanya at the secondary, both confirmed that having more than 10 or more allows them to have to plan formal lessons, which allows them to have makes them eligible for a new teacher at each of the schools to teach IT. So yeah, that's a big thing.
I mean,
I'm
that's
really
fantastic.
pleased with that. It is. I'm really pleased
And
with that.
that wouldn't, obviously that wouldn't have happened without that generous donation from Tronox as
Exactly.
well.
Exactly that.
Let's just continue this on slightly. Do you know what the process is in terms of that? Do they apply for a type of funding to bring a teacher in? How does that actually work in the terms of getting an IT teacher to the school on what I'm assuming would be a permanent basis?
I think what they do is after they have to apply to the local Ministry of Education officials, which will probably be. I don't think it will be the district, it will be the province, which is the capital of their province, is a town called Marandera, and there are officials there. So I think they would approach them and say, look, we've got these computers now, we've got what we need. We want to apply to have an additional teacher to teach IT.
Which I think would be fantastic if that happens. And that of as a result of this trip, I mean, there's a lot of good things that's come out of it, but I think that is certainly up there. And definitely one to keep an eye on and keep updating people about throughout the rest of this and indeed next year as well.
I'll be asking the heads to provide me with information when that comes about, how they go about it, and obviously some photos when they arrive.
Yeah, which will make an interesting feature in itself, definitely.
Yeah, it will.
So as we bring this episode to an end, this mini series of the podcast, looking at the trip, is this is only the first episode of that, and this is just the stuff that was in the UK. It's what was going out there. But as we've said there, getting an IT teacher, I'm sure you can see it's a very exciting time for everything that's going on. So in the next one, we're going to look at the trip in a bit more detail. Thank you for listening to this, and we'll see you on the next one.